Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Chris, how are you? Happy Friday the 13th.
Happy Friday to you guys. It's good to be with you.
Remember back in the day, Friday the 13th, like weird stuff used to happen. Now nobody even pays any attention.
Well, what you're doing is you're showing your age because nobody remembers the Friday the 13th movies. You know?
Is that what did it? So the movies made the day weird? It wasn't the weird day made the movies?
That wasn't just like weird stuff. Like everybody got chopped up, right?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
The slasher type movies. Yeah, my cousin loved those kind of movies. We used to call him his name's Jeff. We used to call him the Jeff Weaver movies.
Oh, that's fantastic. Hey, so our 2 o'clock topic today, favorite stadium that you have been to.
Well, this will be good.
What would your answer be
now,
to that question?
Can I ask you a question before I answer that? Are we talking just stadium itself or favorite game day experience at a stadium?
I would say stadium, but you could answer twice. I mean, you could answer.
Okay, all right. Well, my favorite stadium in all of college football is the Rose Bowl in Pasadena.
Okay,
it's just the setting is unbelievable, and to be there and see the sun. If you're there at the right time, if the games play the right time of day, you see the sun setting behind the San Gabriel Mountains is just, it's majestic. It's just unbelievable. And in the tradition there, and typically, you know, that part of the world, the weather's always great. And there's just so much history there in the Rose Bowl. I love the field always looks like, tell me if you guys don't agree. I'd love to go and spend 30 minutes hitting wedges off that turf.
Ooh. Yeah.
At the Rose Bowl. So I love the Rose. I just love that stadium. And, I know it's sort of the seating goes out, so if you're sitting in parts of that stadium, you might not have the best sight lines of the field. Of course, I'm spoiled because I'm usually up in the press box.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the Rose Bowl Stadium.
All right, then, complete environment then.
LSU, brother.
Yeah.
It's Death fun. Valley and you know, just walking through the parking lots, the tailgates, and smelling the jump, just the smells, man, and sampling the jambalaya and the you know, the gumbo, and you talk about people that know how to party and throw a party. Down on the bayou, man, it's great. It's a bucket list trip for anybody that loves college football and loves all that goes into college football, the sights, the sounds, the game day environment. If you haven't been, it's a bucket list trip for all college football junkies is to go to LSU and preferably to a night game.
It really is. Chris Lowe at CLowe ESPN on Twitter.
Chris, will this be one of the seldom years that the SEC media gets the championship pick right?
No. when do we
I
ever
I like the
get
confidence
it?
Level there. No.
When do we ever get it right?
Six of how many years, I think?
What was it? Saban said last year, somebody asked him about it. He said, you know, if we were as bad at doing our job as you guys, we'd have been fired a long time ago. Meaning, you know, nobody in the media can pick. But, you know, it's – well, like last year's a great example.
Yeah.
Everybody picked Alabama, you know.
Everybody.
And guess what? And Alabama didn't even get to the SEC championship game.
Yeah.
Now, they did, oh, by the way, win the national championship. but they didn't get to the SEC championship.
Isn't that an illustration of the beauty of the sport, though?
I love it, and I think you're dead on, Brent. It's that, especially now with the advent of the playoff, is every week counts, but you still, with the playoff and having a chance to get to the playoff, you can't write a team off. If a team loses in September, or even doesn't even win, I mean, again, Alabama didn't even win this division last year and won the national championship. I think that, you know, some people would say, I think that maybe the purists would say, if you don't win your conference championship, you shouldn't even be playing for a national championship. You know, you can go back to some of those teams. You know, the whole argument a few years ago when Penn State won the Big Ten championship, and they didn't get the playoff, but Ohio State did. It depends on what side of the fence you're looking at it, but I do. I like the unpredictability of it. I like the fact that nothing's written in stone. And when we went down this road, the whole playoff road, I was one that was sort of singing the praises of the fact that there wasn't anything written in blood that you had to be a conference champion. Because all conferences and all conference champions in certain years aren't created equal.
Chris Lowe with us at CeeLo ESPN. Papa John in some hot water again. And Louisville is ridding itself of him. Louisville removing Papa John's name from the stadium. They're going to call it Cardinal Stadium now.
Sounds better.
Well, and you know what? It's the right move. It's what they should be doing. And you know, and I try to look at things. This is the way I try to look at things like this. If you're a black football player, you know, or a black fan, a black donor, there at Louisville, and you know that's happened, and you know what he said, and we've already seen some of the kids tweet things out, but put yourself in their shoes. I mean, would you want to play in that stadium with his name on it? No.
Negative.
And I think if you look at it in those terms, it's absolutely the right decision. Now, you know, we could sit here all day and debate actions versus saying something that's horrible. But no, I think they made the right decision, 100%.
Chris, is it amazing to you, this is the fifth year anniversary since no NCAA football video game. Is it amazing to you that there can't be figured out a way to do this and maybe compensate players post-graduation, which is, it's actually what happened. They went back and with the class action lawsuit, a friend of mine, one of the kids from Arkansas State that was there with me in my time, he said he got $3,500 after the fact. Why couldn't you just do something like that? Why can't they figure that out?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like everything when it comes to the NCAA is always harder than it has to be. And you're right, Mickey. It's I guess we'll all be great grandfathers before they ever figure this out. You know, hopefully we all live to that age, but. It's a question I can't answer. There's got to be some way, and not just that, but there's got to be some way with all the money that's been generated in college football now, to whether it's deferred or what have you, to give the kids, you know, that you go watch college football. Yeah, you love the game day environment, and generations of families go because it's sort of an, you know, it's part of what they do, what they've done. But you go watch. At Oliver play. You go watch Baker Mayfield play. You want to see these teams. You know, the players are the ones that make it, okay? And yeah, guys like Urban Meyer, Nick Saban have built dynasties, but the players are what make the game, so there's got to be a way. Even though, yes, they're getting their tuition, their college paid for, I understand all that. But all the money that's being generated around them, you know, gaming, merchandising, TV, all this, you know, millions upon millions of dollars. There's a lot of smart people out there involved with the NCAA and everything else. There's got to be a way to figure it out. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Did you ever think that there was a time where Paul Feinbaum would leave the SEC network?
No. I mean, listen, Paul's he's entrenched with the SEC, and he's one of those guys.
He wrote a book, My Conference Can Beat Your Conference.
And he's one of those guys, and I texted with Paul earlier today. But much like Howard Cosell, you either love, you know, you love him, you hate him, you know, but he moves the needle, and people want to hear what he says about things, whether you agree with him or don't agree with him. And he's been around the SEC for so long. I mean, he goes back to, you know, the Bear Bryant days, and he's sort of seen the league evolve. He's seen it change. He knows all the different guys and coaches who've come through the SEC. And again, you don't have to agree with everything he says. I mean, people don't agree with everything I say. But no, I never thought that Paul would leave. He's just such a great fit. He's so good at what he does. Again, I'm not saying you got to agree with everything he says, but he is a smart, smart guy, and I'm glad to have him still as a colleague. I think he does a really good job, and he's entertaining. He, you know, again, whether you're a Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, LSU fan, what have you, you can't deny that the guy's pretty darn entertaining.
Well, we appreciate the time, Chris. Have a great weekend, man. We'll talk with you next week.
Look forward to it, guys. Have a great day.
All right, Chris Lowe at CeeLo ESPN on Twitter. One of the best dudes you will ever meet right there.